From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Wednesday, October 30th. There are now new air quality guidelines for when California school children shouldn't be outside. NSPR's Addia White explains how it could affect schools in the North State.
The state's Department of Education says it hopes the new recommendations will help educators make decisions when their communities are being affected by wildfire smoke. The recommendations are based on the Air Quality Index, which is monitored by local air districts. When the index reaches above 150, it is deemed unhealthy, and the state recommends all school activities be moved indoors. Schools may consider closing when the index reaches above 200, which is considered very unhealthy. The Department of Education says air quality in the state has worsened due to wildfire smoke, and schools need recommendations to make quick and informed decisions. These recommendations are not meant to supersede any existing school protocols. In Chico, I'm Addia White.
The Redding area woman convicted of faking her own kidnapping is being sued by her mother-in-law for $50,000. The Redding Record Searchlight reports Kathleen Papini filed suit in September, claiming Sherry Papini breached a contract when she failed to continue making payments on a March 2022 loan. The lawsuit says Sherry Papini hadn't made a payment since October of that same year. And in other news, the fungus that causes white nose syndrome in bats has been detected in several counties across California this year, including the North State. That's according to the state's Department of Fish and Wildlife. There haven't been any bats with visible signs of the disease, but the fungus was found in Sutter, Placer, Amador, and Inyo counties. White nose syndrome has killed millions of bats across North America and decimated entire colonies. Hibernating bats are especially vulnerable. It does not infect humans, pets, livestock, or other wildlife. And this November, two seats on the Chico Unified School District School Board are up for election. NSPR spoke with the candidates to find out the issues that matter to them. Michelle Cooper is running for Area 3 trustee against Tisha Hayes. Cooper has a background in human resources. She spoke with NSPR's Ken Duvall about how that would serve her in the role and about her priorities. She also spoke about her experience with the school board.
Basically, I have been attending school board meetings for the last 2 years. I've only missed a couple. Been there checking everything out, learning a lot about the school district. And I have a background in human resources. And I think that gives me the ability to kind of sit back and observe the situation and see what's going on and see where there are problems that need solutions. And I hope to bring solutions to the table.
What do you see as maybe the number one problem confronting Chico schools?
Well, to narrow it down to one problem is a little difficult.
Of course. Well, we'll allow you to expand on that. Okay. But if you had to identify the...
Yeah. Safety is number one priority for me, for these school kids and our staff. Currently, they are implementing new safety protocols and putting fences around these buildings as they're improving them and creating check-ins that are wonderful solutions. However, I believe that there's still more that can be done. We don't have any school resource officers at this time on any campuses due to funding. So I would definitely like to dig into the budget and see where we can grab funding to get those officers back on campus.
You alluded to the possibility that there are other problems. What might some of those be?
Well, I think there's some budgeting issues that need to be looked at. Obviously, we've got a bond on the ballot, and I think that brings up a lot of questions for people as to where money's going. So I'm definitely looking forward to researching that and digging into that budget more. Also, there are policies that have created quite a stir in our district, and I think that the board does have oversight, but they need to do a little bit more digging into the policies we currently have and see where we can make changes that make our district more transparent to our families.
Is there a particular policy that you're concerned about?
Well, I think this really began with the parent secrecy policy that came up. But I think that there's also other policies that need to be looked at. We recently had the cell phone policy. And although it was a great policy, it did need to be tweaked a little bit. and really enforced. And sometimes we have these great policies, but when they don't get enforced, they don't really mean anything. So there's just things like that that need a little bit more oversight.
Right. And assuming you were elected to the board, what do you think you could bring to finding solutions?
One of the big problems right now the school's facing, I've had some conversations with administration, and our special education department is severely lacking qualified staff. They have a hard time hiring and retaining in that area. And I believe that with my experience in hiring and that I could bring some great ideas and hopefully solutions to that problem so that that department is not understaffed and those kids are getting the quality education that they deserve.
How much of staffing is a consequence of a lack of funding?
I don't believe that is the case at this point. Now, are there incentives that could be offered? Are there other things that we could be bringing to the table? Probably. But I think the problem is we don't have as many people going into education as we used to.
Why should people vote for you?
Why should people vote for me? I think that what I bring to the table that's a little bit different is my involvement in the community. I'm a Chico native, born and raised. My children are the fifth generation of our family here. I'm married to a special education teacher, so that gives me some insight there. And I'm involved in my community. I spent over 15 years involved with 4-H, FFA. Our family helped start the Chico Grange in 2022. So we've had a lot of involvement in the community over the years. And, like I said, I've been attending school board meetings. I've been involved in kind of a lot of these processes that have been going on. And I'm not afraid to speak up when things aren't right.
What else do you think listeners should know?
Well, I think that they should know that I'm committed to this job. I'm committed to this community. And I will do what it takes to fight for our kids.
That was Chico Unified School Board candidate Michelle Cooper speaking with NSPR's Ken Duvall. Tisha Hayes is running against Cooper to represent Area 3 of the Chico Unified School District this fall. NSPR also spoke with Hayes about the topics she cares about. Listen to her interview tomorrow during Morning Edition. You can also find interviews with other school board candidates on our website, mynspr.org. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, October 30th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Noor Grove.